Sharon Deverson Kell was invited by Cancer 52 to represent the kidney cancer community at this workshop looking at diagnostic tests for the early diagnosis of cancer. The workshop involved cancer patients, patient advocacy groups and cancer charities. Discussions were around patient views on cancer tests and the testing process in the NHS. What works well? What are the challenges and areas for improvement? And how can the views of patients, carers and charities contribute to efforts to make clear what types of novel cancer diagnostic tests are needed? Sharon spoke about the new screening and diagnostic tests that are on the horizon for kidney cancer and other types of cancer, such as a novel diagnostic test for clear cell renal cell carcinoma, RCC, which involves combining an antibody, girentuximab, that attaches to carbonic anhydrase IX, CAIX, found in clear cell RCC tumors. The antibody IS attached to a weakly radioactive isotope, zirconium ZR89, to form 89ZRDFO girentuximab. When given to humans, 89ZRDFO girentuximab binds to carbonic anhydrase IX in RCC tumors and can help to differentiate between RCC, normal tissue, and other tumors by showing up red on a PET CORT scan. Results from Phase 3 study of 89ZRDFO girentuximab for PET CORT imaging of clear cell renal cell carcinoma, ZRCON. Journal of Clinical Oncology. For patients with vague symptoms, combining scans of the chest and abdomen to look for cancers, metastases during diagnosis. For example, women being scanned for ovarian cancer could be checked for kidney cancer at the same time. A screening test for RCC has already been piggybacked on the lung screening test by taking a CT scan of both the chest and abdomen and looking for tumors in both areas of the body, as well as other conditions, like abdominal aortic aneurysms. Yorkshire Kidney Screening Trial, Yorkshire Cancer Research. Liquid biopsy test to look for circulating tumor DNA, ctDNA, e.g., the Galleri trial. What is the Galleri blood test? Tests and scans, Cancer Research UK. The HRC test for early detection of cancer. Unlike most other liquid biopsies, the technology that underpins the HRC test is not focused on searching for fragments of tumor cells in peripheral blood, i.e., CTCs, ctDNA or cfRNA. Instead, the HRC test has made it diagnostically possible for early detection of cancer due to its focus on embryonic cancer stem cells. This simple blood test, which is based on a combination of 8 to 10 genetic biomarkers, targets key hallmarks of cancer initiation. The HRC test can detect cancer from the point of initiation, i.e., prior to symptoms and tumor development, with a high level of sensitivity, greater than 99%, across all stages of the disease, i.e., from stage 0 through to stage 4. Quest for pan-cancer. Diagnosis, prognosis ends with HRC test measuring OCT4A in peripheral blood, Springerlink and very small embryonic-like stem cells transform into cancer stem cells and are novel candidates for detecting, monitoring cancer by a simple blood test. Stem cells, Oxford Academic. Please email us for more information about this work, or if you would like to get involved.